We literally are looking down on the court from the rafters here at the Cave. Warsaw in black uniforms, orange numbers, and trim. Mishawaka in brand new home uniforms. They have Cavemen in cursive across the front with white uniforms and burgundy numbers. Burgundy all around the border of the court. The lines are white. We're ready to go. Up she goes. Tip controlled by Warsaw. Winchester tipped it to Zartman. She drives in, misses it, but got her own rebound, and she'll bring it out. Warsaw will set up. Winchester now to Bricker. Bricker dribbles to the center circle. Mishawaka in a man-to-man. Bricker dribbles to the foul line and backs it back out beyond the three-point arc. Warsaw won the JV game 62-10. Bricker to the right. They clear out the right. She'll drive in and put it up and put it in. Wave off the basket. Offensive foul. Bricker made the shot, but it won't count. And it's an offensive foul, and it will belong to Mishawaka. And the Lady Tigers will press. And it is, at the moment, looks like a man-to-man press. Nope, it's a 2-1-2 press. Up the sideline comes Handley. She dribbled it off her own behind. Lobs to the far side for Schaefer. Schaefer across the line. Warsaw running to Trapper. She gets all the way down to the deep right corner. Brings it out to the wing and hands off to Handley. Handley pressured by Bergen. Across to Schaefer. A hop, skip, and a jump, but she traveled on her way to the basket. It'll be out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. Scoreless, 46 seconds in. You see our good friend Dean Huppert. We wondered where he'd been hiding out. He's down here below, monitoring things, looking official. What a great guy. Love that dude. Zartman on the weave. Kicks it right corner. Bricker wide open. Three-pointer way short. Winchester flying from the top. Lays it up and in. Brooke came running from outside the three-point arc and grabbed that ball off the side of the rim and gives Warsaw the early 2-0 lead. Up the sideline against the press is Schaefer. Wants the ball, keeps dribbling. Got around Bergen. Whips the pass inside. Tough catch inside for Brew. Kicks it back out to Handley for three. No good. Winchester another rebound for Warsaw. Outlets to Peterson. Up ahead to Bergen. Cuts to the lane. Kicks it back out. Winchester fakes the trailing three. Runs it right down the lane. Oh, she missed it. Rebound tipped to the corner. Saved in off of Bergen. And out of bounds to Mishawaka. Based on her movement, I don't think Brooke thought she could take one more dribble. And rather than try to bank it in from straight on, she tried to float it in, hit the back of the rim, and bounced away. Here comes Mishawaka against the press. So far, they haven't had any trouble with it. Of course, I say that. And then Zartman ties up Handley at midcourt, and the arrow is going to belong to Mishawaka. And it'll be Davidovich who throws it in directly down below us here at the Cave. If we dropped, like if I dropped to my pen right now, it would land in the fourth row of the bleachers. That's how close we are to the court from this high up. We are literally 25 feet off the floor. There's a drive down the side of the lane by Brew, and it's out of bounds off her leg, and Warsaw's got the ball back. We played almost 2 minutes. Warsaw leads 2-0. Zartman right wing, kicks it back to Peterson. Wide open three-pointer is good. She's hit 6 of her last 10. Warsaw leads 5-0. 5 of 9 at Northridge the other night, including a big one in the stretch. Long pass up ahead, too far. Peterson playing safety back deep, intercepts. Bricker up the far sidelines. Pressure there by Davidovich to Peterson, right side to Bergen. Bergen out top to Peterson, left side Zartman. Zartman makes a fake, drives in, throws it back to Bricker. Bricker runs around a double team. Got down the side of the lane. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound. Tipped out. Grabbed by Dawson for Mishawaka. 5-0 Warsaw. We played 2.5 minutes. Handley pushes off. Then steps back for a three. No good. Winchester another rebound for Warsaw. She'll outlet to Peterson. Now in the middle of the court to Bricker. Down court is Bergen all by herself for two. And we'll have a timeout taken here by Chad Blasco. Timeout. Cavemen. It is a 30. We'll keep it here with 5:11 left to play in the opening quarter. Warsaw off to a 7-0 lead. Coming up on Friday night, the boys go to Goshen. We'll have JV covered starting at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. And then Saturday will be a crazy day. Tiger Talk starting at 9 on News Now Warsaw. At 3 o'clock is the boys' JV game, so we'll go on the air for that at 2:55. We'll do the JV and the varsity boys. Then we're going to take a little break because guys got to eat. And then we're going to do the girls game, starting with the senior night coverage, which will be right after the junior varsity game. So a busy day of basketball, and all you have to do is turn your radio to News Now Warsaw. And there will be coverage of the varsity games at warsaw-tigers.com via the huddle camera and the video network. So after the timeout taken by Mishawaka, 5:11 left to play in the quarter, Warsaw with a 7-0 lead. And they get it inbounds to Schaefer. He's really not had much of a chance to handle it in the front court with any opportunities to score. And the ball's knocked away by Zartman. Alexis Neely's in the game. She steals it ahead to Bergen. Left side, three by Zartman. Rims short. Three Mishawaka players banged into each other. And finally, Hanley comes out of there with it for the Cavemen. Schaefer through the center circle. Her name is Asia, but she spells it A-S-I-A-H. She's got it against Bergen out on the right. Ball tipped out to the middle. Grabbed by Hanley there. Hanley runs off a screen. Shot it blocked by Zartman. Tip back in bounds and grabbed by Peterson. Peterson up ahead. Too far for Bergen. She'll track it down in the corner. Back out to Neely. In the lane, Winchester. Half hook in the lane. Rolls in. Brooks got four. It's 9-0 Warsaw. Hanley deep in the backcourt. Warsaw continues to press. Long pass cross court to Schaefer. And bounces it back to Hanley. She'll get it into front court. Dribbles around a trap. Now hands off to Dawson. Schaefer comes down the lane, drives in, shoots it, makes it, and they're going to count the basket. What? Now, wait a minute. Hold on. The foul against Warsaw is legit. Jimmy Arnett is going to, yes, Jimmy Arnett went to ask for help. He got appropriate help, and the basket does not count. They called the foul against Zartman. That's her first. So it'll be out of bounds. And here comes Katie Baumgartner, the 5'9 senior, into the game to a rousing ovation from her bench and the Mishawaka contingency. Shot in the lane, good. Warsaw sleeping on the inbounds. Davidovich got free and scored. Quickly the other way, it's Winchester. A catch and shoot three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mishawaka. Ava Egloff and Alexis Neely came in during that stoppage. So it's Peterson, Winchester, Zartman, Neely, and Egloff at 3:51 of the first, with Warsaw leading by 7. Peterson lobs it out to the right wing, Winchester, right back into Egloff in the lane. She shoots it left-handed and scores. Ava really hasn't been that involved just because of the way the last couple of games have worked out. But she gets the chance early on, and her first touch scores and makes it 11-2, and a whistle and a foul on the drive. And let's see who that was that was fouled. Schaefer was fouled. Egloff is going to get the foul. That's her first. Out of bounds to Mishawaka. Warsaw has been called for three fouls. Mishawaka, none yet. And this will be Dawson to throw it in. Baseline right on the court to our left. Looking. Looking at a whistle, and a holding foul is going to be called on Alexis Neely. And, you know, one of the things that I love about girls basketball is that you don't often have to wonder what really happened. Alexis, immediately when the whistle sounded, she knew that there was a foul, and she knew that it was on her. They throw in the lane to Baumgartner. She couldn't catch it. It's ripped out of there and then ripped back by Mishawaka. We'll have a held ball, and the arrow belongs to the Lady Tigers. As soon as the whistle sounded, Neely dropped her head because she knew that that was going to be an infraction against her. Lady Tigers have the ball, 3:25 left to play in the quarter. Here comes a 1-2-2 three-quarter court trap. Bricker, cross-court pass Winchester across the line, then right back to the near side to Zartman. Zartman up the baseline, all the way across to Neely. She'll shoot a three-pointer left corner, no good. Baumgartner the rebound for Mishawaka. Up the near side comes Schaefer. Bricker will back up into a half-court defensive stance. Schaefer pounds the dribble along the sidelines. Now goes toward the baseline side, pulls up for an eight-footer and hits it. She averages 13 a game. She has her first two. It's 11-4. Shot for three. Good by Zartman from the right side. Zartman rings the bell, and that makes it 14-4 in favor of the Lady Tigers, although the board says five. That is incorrect. Schaefer down to the right corner. Pass deflected out to Hanley. She lost the ball on the way in. It's out of bounds. It will belong to the Lady Tigers. Davinovich had a two. Schaefer's got two, but the board says they have five. Warsaw with the ball. Again, the 1-2-2 press is on. Peterson walks it cautiously to the line, lobs back to the near side to Neely. Neely lobs back across to Peterson. Left side, Winchester. Down inside, Egoff in the low block left, and she traveled. Ava turned around to try to find who was behind her, and in doing that, she turns it over, and that'll give the ball back to Mishawaka. 14-4 Warsaw, 2:18 left to play here in the quarter, and the scoreboard has been corrected. Oh, and on the inbounds, Davidovich, who had earlier leaned in to throw the ball in, leans over the line and steps in before she released the ball. That's a turnover, and Warsaw gets the ball back. Bergen in for Egoff, who did a very good job while she was in there. Back in at 2:18 of the first. Bricker left baseline and the court to our right. We'll lob it out to the left wing to Winchester. She'll drive it to the foul line, kick it right. Peterson wide open. Oh, not that time. Rebound bounces out long. Peterson fights for it and couldn't get it. And a foul is going to be called against Hanley. Hanley landed on the back of the right leg of Abby Peterson. She's up. She's fine. Again, we have such a unique angle here at the cave. I'm looking down on the basket, so I can see that ball. I see the height, the trajectory, everything about that shot looked perfect. But right as it got to the rim, it hit the back part of the rim and bounced out through the middle of the lane, and Peterson was able to get to it and draw the foul. Bricker drives in for the right, banks it in over to Vinovich. What a shot by Jocelyn. Her first two makes it 16-4, Lady Tigers. And so far, 16 points, six different players have scored for Warsaw. Baumgartner lobs it out to Handley. Handley drives, hands off to Schaefer against Bricker. She'll shoot a lefty three. It's way off the mark, but Davidovich is there and puts it in. She had the inside position and scored, and quickly down the court comes Neely. Triple teamed, had the ball stripped away, taken away by Baumgartner. Handley in transition. It's the breaks as she crossed the line. Picked up her dribble against Neely. Right side for Brew. Now back out to Handley. Handley dribbles to the right. One number four against the other. Drives down to the block. Slipped it inside to Vidovich. And she banks it in again. She averages 11. She's got six. 65 seconds left to play here in the quarter. Warsaw leads 16-8. Peterson, left wing. To the corner, Winchester. Finds a cutting Bricker, who shoots it lefty off the glass and good. Good feed by Winchester to keep Jocelyn going toward the basket. Defense couldn't stop her, and Hanley just lost the ball out of bounds. I'm not sure where Jaden was going to go with that dribble because Warsaw is set up in a 2-2-1 kind of a press. So there was a girl to her left and a girl that was coming up from behind. But the Lady Tigers get the ball back, leading by 10, playing out the final 40 seconds of quarter one here at the Cave. Peterson backs up into the center circle. Handley starts to creep out, still about 8 feet away. Now 6 feet away. Now five, now four. Peterson starts to dribble to break the count. 24 seconds. Peterson dribbles up the center line just to keep Handley far enough away for no count to be taken. Now she comes close again. 13 seconds. Oh, they clear out the right. Peterson gets the basket and scores. Everybody ran left except for Abby. 5 seconds to go in the period. They get the ball inbounds to Schaefer. Schaefer at midcourt will force one up, and it's wide and no good. After one, Warsaw 20, Mishawaka 8. We'll start quarter two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.